I got this text message. And the text message is from my wife. Mm-hmm. Call me, please, when you get off the air.
Oh, that's never good.
Right?
Never good.
So then I write back about...
Dot, dot, dot.
What'd you do?
Right. Because nobody wants to get that text message.
Did you try and put your foot down again?
Oh, boy.
We just need to have a discussion, is her response.
Oh, man, you're in some trouble.
So now I'm just like, oh, really? Now my heart is beating 100 miles an hour. What did I, I'm like trying to run through my head what I've screwed up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just like, what?
Well, yeah, like.
Most of it.
Is it me? What did I do? Like, right. It always comes internal, doesn't
what
it?
What did I forget to tell her? What was I supposed to do?
What has she found out
it's
about?
What
didn't I do?
You. Exactly.
What have I been hiding that I didn't tell her about that I was supposed to tell her about? And then she writes back. Barrett's behavior.
Don't.
Woo! Yes!
You're off the hook.
Off the hook. Sure, hon. I'll call you in 2 seconds.
So I decided to call her from the studio and let everybody listen in as to what happened next.
Because, of course.
Because that's a great idea.
So I called her, and this is what it sounded like when I asked her about what's going on with Barrett.
He's like good all morning, but he gets to school, and I don't know what's the deal. He's like up in people's personal space, out of his desk, by somebody else's desk, using a pencil as a sword through the air. This is the second day of school. I'm not having it.
I do blame my sister, though, for the sword thing.
No, how can you blame your sister? Blame your kid.
Because she's the one that sent him the swords that he played with all weekend long while we were gone camping.
Okay. They're like made of foam, not
Ninjago.
A lead tip up in some other kid's face.
I know, but when you spend all weekend sword fighting, it's hard to come back.
See, you're making excuses for him, and that is part of the problem.
Wait, so Lana, do you go to school with him and you walk in with him and you watch what he does or whatever?
Yes, and here's how it started. Outside, he's all up in somebody's grill, all up on them in their face. He can't have a normal conversation. I had to say, Barrett, personal space. We walk in, I'm checking his desk because they put all the supplies in there, and I said, oh, your markers go inside your pencil box. So I start taking them out. The little kid starts taking them and putting them back in the marker case, just defiant. And he goes, no, I don't want them in there. And I said, I don't like care what you want. They go inside the pencil box. Then he gets up out of his desk and goes to another kid's desk where I'm talking to the parent about the pencil boxes, and starts shing, 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 and like Ryan has to like duck out of the way for Barrett's pencil sword.
Lana, is this really about the Uno game? Are you really mad about something else and you're just projecting?
End rant. I was calling you, and you're going to have a discussion with him. We need to have a sit down.
Right.
Get it.
Okay. All right. Well, I love you.
I'm not playing around.
I love you, and we will definitely have a sit down with him. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Bye, babe.
Bye.
All right. Bye. Love you.
Love you too.
Oh. I just don't ever want to mess with Lana ever in my entire life.
Never.
Shing, shing, shing.
I don't really care what you want.
It's his pencil box. I'm sorry. I'm with Barrett on this one.
I just don't.
Isn't that what boys do? Shing, shing.
I just don't care because it wasn't me.
And now it's a radio bit.